call the meeting to order, and I'd like to have the FFA group lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, FFA. Can I get an approval of the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the September 19th, 2023 regular meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mayor abstains because I wasn't here. No unfinished business, new business. Can I get a motion to excuse myself for the September 19th City Council meeting?
Well, I'm so moved.
Okay. I was getting nervous. I thought I was going to be tardy.
Awesome.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm excused. Next on the agenda, Reed Davidson. Request for Burt Street closure October 31st, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Brock Street to Conrad Street for trunk or treat event.
That's right. Is it? Everybody familiar with the trunk or treat?
We are.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm representing the Meadowlark Elementary School PTO, the parent teacher organization. Basically, the K through second graders will, I think it's around 1 o'clock, they get in their costumes and they go do a parade, and they parade past the middle school and then on down in front of the down Burrett Street, and hopefully we'll go into the parking lot and go visit a bunch of organizations and parents that have treats in their trunks, and they'll start their Halloween adventures with that. Mm-hmm. And then on to Monster March and then regular trick-or-treating, and they might have just enough candy for Dad when they're done. So we're looking to close it from Brock Street down to Conrad just for those couple of hours. Enough time to get the trunkers in there, the kids through, and then on out.
Mayor, I'd make a motion to approve the street closure request. October 31, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., Brock Street to Conrad Street for the trunk or treat event.
Councilwoman Camino?
Second.
Seconded. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Chief, no issues?
None. I was there last year. It was a great event.
I have a form, too. Is that for you? Do you want it? Somebody emailed it to me and said I needed to fill it out. Yeah. Apply flow, please.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Yeah. It's in purple and blue because my black ink was out.
Oh, that's pretty.
So.
I got it. Thank you.
And I do like Snickers. No quick pro quo.
Okay, so there's a dad tax and then there's a city council tax.
Motion and second. No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Perringer, Buffalo FFA, County High School request.
Hello, I'm Emma Perringer, the president of Buffalo FFA.
I'm Tara, and I'm the treasurer.
And today we're representing the Buffalo FFA chapter, and we're here to ask for your guys' approval to use the Clear Creek Trail system again for the haunted hike.
Okay. And we have a new head of Ag Advisor this year, and it's Mr. Norstock.
Just so everybody learns to know him. You guys might not know him yet. So with this request, we're asking for October 27th from around 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And what we normally do with this haunted hike is it's a fundraiser for the Buffalo FFA chapter. And what FFA does is it really supports the youth of our county especially. It's a great growing program for leadership. And learning many new opportunities. And so we do a lot of fundraising through this. As you can see on the map, we'd like to close down from sections E to F just for the haunted hike. And so that's from the city park over to the senior center, where then we run a trailer that goes from the senior center back around to the park. So then we can run kids through there. And we, it's just a fun way to go through and have a good fundraiser for the Buffalo FFA chapter.
Much like similar to last year?
Yes, very similar to last year.
And will you be doing any painting on the trail at all, like spray paint?
No spray paint or anything like that. Everything that we will put up will be removable.
Okay.
And you've worked with the county for...
Yes, we will be putting in a formal request to Johnson County Road and Bridge to get the closure down on Klondike Road, just in front of the trail there, just to ensure safety for everybody that's coming in.
Got a little pole there at the time for the bridge, yeah?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the trail usage for the Haunted Hike Buffalo FFA for October 27th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Haunt happily.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emma. Thanks, Jerry.
Do you have a spare?
I have a few questions. Does anybody else want one?
I'll take one.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, the Sticky Buffalo Chamber of Commerce request for Main Street closure from Angus Street to Fort Street, October 31st, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for the Monster March.
Howdy, Mr. Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is Nikki Smirsky, and I'm representing the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Today, I'm requesting permission from the City Council and from our Chief of Police to close off Angus Street to Fort Street for the Monster March on October 31st from 4 to 6 p.m.
Same as always?
Yes.
Lots of kids
are going to be setting up booths around the city from those streets that we talked about. They're going to be, not the kids, but the business owners and organizations, and they'll be setting up tables so that we can do hand out trick-or-treat goodies to all of the kids that come down. It's a safe event, so the reason we're doing the block off of the streets is so that kids can walk across the street and back across. It's a great way for our kids to interact with our community, and we invite not just Main Street businesses to participate so that they can set up their tables and booths. St. Francis is going to have some dogs next to us so that we can have some dogs in costumes. And we're just making it an invitation after the kids go to their trunk or treat that they can continue on until until the dads have to deal with it or the chief of police. So, thank you so much.
Can I get a motion to approve the request for Main Street closure from Angus Street to 4th Street, October 31st, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for the Monster March?
I would move that.
I have a motion, but I have a second.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank
opposed?
You so much. Thank you, City Council.
Again, Snickers. next. Chief Bissett, if you can come up and discuss Bureau of Justice assistance grants for body cameras.
Evening, Mayor. Evening, Council. So, yes, we applied for, it's the SRT grant, which is a small rural tribal grant for, run through the BJA for a body camera implementation program. So we were awarded. There were hundreds and hundreds of applications. We were able to make it to the second round of that process, and we just found out last week that we were accepted. So it's $2,000 per camera. So we have 12 coming. So it's a $24,000 grant It is a 50-50 match, so we do have to match that. We chose Axon as our provider for the body-worn cameras, which we will be able to, that's a 5-year contract, and we'll be able to hit that, our portion that we owe, has to be paid within 3 years. We have 3 years to hit that match. So with that, I'd be asking your permission to sign this, to accept this grant so I could sign our contract with Axon in hopes that we could be up and running as soon as early December, depending on, as long as we get, you know, all of our equipment from Axon, which could take 4 to 6 weeks, and then training. And a policy has been written and already approved by through legal for our policy for the body-worn cameras. So we're basically ready to rock and roll just upon your approval.
Have this money in your budget, your part of it?
Yes, we did a budget that amount for that body-worn camera. We budgeted $21,000 was our original quote per year for that. The new quote came in, and we were able to get some training that didn't cost as much because it's going to be an online train-the-trainer training. So we actually cut that by $3,000 a year. So it's $18,360 a year, I believe, is what the actual number is. So we actually came in under budget for what we budgeted for this year. So I won't save money. I already know that.
Financial guys over here. Are there any more questions for Chief Bissett on the body cam program? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it's
it.
It's in December. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Ordinance 1416, first reading. An ordinance amending Chapter 4, Article 1, and General Section 4 through 3, D, Article 2, Dogs, Cats, Rabbits, Livestock, and Fowl, etc. Sections 4 through 9, 4 through 11, A, B, D, 4 through 12, 4 through 15, 4 through 16, 4 through 17, AC, 4 through 17.1, and 4 through 17.4, the Code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to animals and fowl. Can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1416 on its first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1416 passes on the first reading.
Mr. Mayor, can you dumb that down for me? Just give me an overview.
It is the ordinance amendment about animals, ordinance on animals, and it's just all it's doing is cleaning up some wording.
Of the existing?
Of the existing.
Okay.
It makes the ordinance more general in nature versus specific in nature.
I know, thank you.
Next is Northeast District Cross Country Meet street closure request on October 7th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. South of Smith from Klondike intersection to lower entrance of Buffalo Children's Center. Angus Street from Burt to West Parmalee, and West Parmalee from Burt to Angus. The representative is actually at a meet today. So can I get a motion to approve the street closure for the cross-country meet on October 7th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Looks like we're having a Northeastern Wyoming cross-country. Reports. Mr. Kirvin is not here. Mr. Acey with the building inspector.
Mayor Council, I don't really have anything different from this morning to report, other than we did have a meeting with Interstate Engineering and got our GPS units up and running for our GIS system and into the hands of our street crew and water guys, so they can start marking out some of our infrastructure that we don't have marked out yet. So we had a little brief training session out here on Main Street on them, and so we'll get to going on marking some of the stuff that we don't know we have and things that we come across that we can add to our GIS system. So, you guys have any questions, anything?
They're pretty easy to
use. It's very easy. What it is, these units are a it's basically an enhancement. It enhances your location. So it Bluetooths to your phone or your tablet. Your tablet or your phone on your own is only accurate up to like 20 feet. So if you're standing there and they mark it, it really could, it's showing, it could be 20 foot. So what these units do, it pairs with your phone and it enhances the accuracy of your position. So we're within 6 feet in most cases of what we're marking or less. So with these units. So.
Nice.
Yep.
Thanks, Jerry.
Good.
Any questions from the building inspector?
No, Chief Bissette.
So, to start out with, I usually give you guys numbers of how many calls came into our 911 system, you know, throughout the month of September. During the month of September, last week, we had a full upgrade of our 911 system. So, all our Annie Alley, everything, all our software, our platform was totally upgraded to the newest, the latest and greatest. So, a couple new features that our dispatchers can use. As far as we have two new dispatchers that we hired, so one of the features is a new dispatcher can pick up the 911 phone and listen to while the other dispatcher on the other console is talking and vice versa. And if a trainer has to pop in, they can do that. Of course, our text to 911 we had before. Now everything is just a little cleaner, faster, our mapping system. So all our hardware in the back was upgraded. So unfortunately, there was a little glitch where there's working out a couple little things. That was our full cutover was last Tuesday. So all our dispatchers were trained. Everybody's ready to roll. I'm very happy with the new system. So unfortunately, I don't have the numbers of how many calls came in at 911 last month. I can get that to you. Probably next meeting we should have that fixed. But we do know that our officers responded to 752 incidents that they responded to. And out of those 752, we had 5 arrests. Last Tuesday, while this 911 upgrade was going on, we did participate in the Right Road program, which we did last year. Kudos to Lisa Norman for putting that on. I was very proud to be a part of that, ourselves, the Sheriff's Department. I got to do the cool part, so I had the DUI portion where you wear the goggles and drive side by side. I didn't get to. I was holding on for dear life while these kids drove around. But we had a lot of good... I think it was very impactful. We do a big skit at the end where we have a helicopter come in. Mayor, you were there. We always get a lot of really good feedback. And to be a part of that and to have that interaction with those kids one-on-one in the side-by-side and talk about the importance of what we're doing. And we had fun with it. We laughed and had fun. But at the end of the day, it was, you know, for the safety of our kids and our community. And so to be a part of that, and for it's a lot of work. It was just, I think, a great showing. So it was that was going on while we were doing a full 911 upgrade. But so to be a part was great. So and then the other big portion, of course, was our body-worn camera grant, which you all have heard already. So I end with that, and I'd love to answer any questions if you have any. Yeah, great. Thank you very much.
Now our Public Works Director, Mr. Silverman.
Council. Really nothing new. Like I said, we'll give an update on Erie, Delaware project. We have all the concrete poured on Erie now, down the hill and out across Fullerton. So that's done. We are removing the subgrade on Delaware. That's probably nearly done also. As of by now, today. And we'll start removing the pieces of sections of curb and gutter that we're going to replace. Those will go back in next week. And then the pavers are supposed to be in to do the asphalt mid-October is the plan. So that's where we're at on that. Really don't have anything else, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mayor Council, can I have one more thing? We did get a price estimate on the Main Street water and sewer replacements. It's looking like if you were to want your water and sewer replaced, sewers it's going to cost you right around $2,500. Water's $3,500. Now, if you're on the section from Main Street to Hart Street, of course, your water line is going to be getting replaced because we're putting that new main in those sections. But if you're outside of those sections, then you're looking, you know, right around $6,000 for both replacements if you're going to go that option. So I'll get that information out to the people we have on the list that were wanting to know what that would cost and possibly replacing those services. So I'll be emailing that out to those folks, and then we'll get a firm yes or no on what which direction they want to go for that.
What is there a cost savings if they do it during this time? I mean, obviously there is, because
that's the big saving, is they're not going to pay for a patch at $12 a square foot, I think, right now, as what we're charging to come back and patch street cuts, and so they're not going to have that additional cost, and I think it's just going to be a little cheaper because you're doing so many of them, we're getting a little better price on instead of an individual fix. So
you don't have to get your own contractor to come out.
Right, yeah.
Consented, folks. Any other questions for the department heads? Hearing none, are there any oral written comments? Oral written comments. Oral written comments. Hearing none. City County meeting October 17th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting October 17th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board meeting October 24th at 1 p.m. Reminder, City Hall is closed next Monday, October 9th. Observance for Columbus Day, and the City Council is having a special meeting on October 12th, 4 p.m. Reference Bomber Mountain.
Notice the time is 4 p.m., not 5.
Yes.
Do we have time for another question from the Chief?
Yes.
I was kind of nodding off here or something, I think, but when they asked for questions, I was wondering about is it your officer's purview to go down the streets and if they see a vehicle with no license plates or expired ones that obviously it has been kind of junk or taken up space on the street. Do you ticket them for that kind of a thing, or how? Or is that the building inspector that you know, doesn't seem
so? If there's an abandoned vehicle, let's say there's a vehicle that's parked on the street that doesn't a public street, you know, that has no tires or they're flat or you know it's not working order, then we will tag that abandoned and that person. We do the best we can to notify the owner of that. And they have a certain amount of time to either get that vehicle moved or we will have it towed. Kind of the same on private, but we try not to, we don't just ticket them if it's an expired plate or, you know, you can't have an expired vehicle parked on a public roadway. But we do the best we can to notify the owner first. Try to fix it that way before we start issuing tickets or that kind of thing.
I just happened to remember I had a constituent ask about abandoned vehicles that seem to be abandoned, but they sit on public streets
right
all the time.
Now, if the vehicle has current registration and is parked legally,
well, that's different.
Yeah, it's different. But yeah, if it's, and we've just, I think, tagged two in the last day or two, so I don't know. Maybe that might be one of them or not. I'm not sure.
I'll get an answer for it.
Yep, just have them give us a call and we'll come out and see what we can do.
Yeah, but I don't mind. Do you
have a fire license? He just has a fake sticker on there. He's fine. Is there anything else I can answer to that? Good. Gotcha. No problem.
Make a motion to approve the bills as presented to council.
So
moved. Second. Move. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now, the last one. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?